seminaries and teaching materials. Conservative Theological University has about 6,000 titles and about 120,000 volumes available. Shop today at conservative.edu. Scroll down to Bookstore, browse, and place your order today. That's conservative.edu and scroll to Bookstore. Thanks for tuning in to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Since 2015, Dr. Youngblood has taken scores of questions and comments on the challenging issues of the day, with the goal of motivating and informing listeners to examine the issues from a central biblicist worldview. Currently, this broadcast is heard on three regional stations in Florida and Georgia. Dr. Youngblood's expository preaching is also heard on these three stations in Jacksonville, Florida, St. Augustine, Florida, and Brunswick, Georgia. Now there's a great opportunity to expand this vital ministry to other cities. Your help is needed to accomplish this mission. Your support in any amount is crucial to take the next step in sharing God's truth in a relevant, lively, and timely way. Thanks for your willingness to support this broadcast as we prepare to face the issues on a broader scale. Please go to fcbcatjax.com or to send your best gift to First Conservative Baptist Church, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, 32258. Attention Radio. Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood is brought to you by First Conservative Baptist Church. Now let's get back to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about a controversial issue today. We're talking about UFOs, extraterrestrial beings, transhuman beings. Is that possible? Do we recognize what is taking place, or is it something that is really, really steeped in mystery and not being able to discover or answer the question? I'm looking at a headline. This is what brought a lot of this to my attention recently. Retired Air Force Major General missing for weeks, once led the Wright-Patterson, an Ohio base steeped in decades of UFO theories. Let me just read briefly. Streetlights shaped like alien heads lined the roads of Roswell, New Mexico, where murals of flying saucers streak across storefronts and tourists pose beside statues of little green men. Nearly eight decades after a mysterious crash in the desert sparked global fascination with extraterrestrials, the small city remains synonymous with one of the world's most enduring mysteries, the Roswell incident. In July 1947, the U.S. military announced it had recovered the wreckage of a UFO from a nearby ranch before quickly retracting the claim, saying the debris was from a weather balloon. The episode helped ignite decades of speculation that something far stranger had fallen from the sky. And that whatever was recovered remained in rumorous bodies that didn't belong to human beings, was quietly transported to Wright-Patterson Air Force Base, a sprawling military installation in Ohio, long speculated to house secret government research into unidentified flying objects. Ladies and gentlemen, this article goes further. Renewed attention is falling on the base after the disappearance of retired U.S. Air Force Major General William Neil McCaslin, a former commander of the Air Force Research Laboratory at Wright-Patterson, whose career placed him at the center of some of the Pentagon's most advanced aerospace research. Now, I could go on. It's a five-page article. It talks about the Air Force repeatedly denying any extraterrestrial technology or alien bodies were ever in the possession of American government, etc., etc., etc. Now, that's been the mystery, as this article says, for about eight decades. So, what is the real answer? Do we have UFOs? Are the extraterrestrial beings out there? Listen, as we witness this greater falling, hear me, as we witness the increasing, progressive, greater falling away from the body of Christ, the church, as we witness the drug culture globally increasing, as we witness the anti-God, anti-church, anti-Christ society today, and then focus on the occult, we are witnessing, I believe, demons in the world today with their push for control. Remember, Jesus asked the question, when the Son of Man comes, will there be found any faith on earth? Luke 18:8. Listen, when we look at the biblical evidence of the truth, we find God's Word present. As we look at His Word in the present tense, we see His creation. He created, centered His creation on earth. God's focus was on humanity. We're made in God's image. God created angels, both evil and good. They were all good till the fall of Satan. Fall of Lucifer became Satan, and a third of the angels fell with him. That's the point of demarcation. And I believe the more we see the falling away, the more we see the anti-church, anti-Christ, anti-God system in America and in the world today, I believe we're going to find a greater and greater impulse of demonic spirits to pervade and invade all of society. That's me. That's my thinking. Love to hear from you. 904-831-0917. I believe Jim is on the line. Jim, go with the question or comment, please.
How you doing this afternoon, Dr. Youngblood?
Doing great. I pray that you are.
Doing well. I can think of a couple things that come to mind biblically. The wheels within wheels is one of them that even remotely resembles something that people talk about today. But predominantly my question is about revelation from John when he's told to measure the palace that will descend from heaven there. And he's talking about it being 3,000 miles by 3,000 miles by 3,000 miles. That thing is huge. And if it's going to descend down, if you think about it, above us is only 62 miles before you reach what they call the vacuum of space. I mean, the International Space Station only operates about, I think, about 102 miles. It's in low Earth orbit. Anyway, that's can you explain those two things to the listeners on using the Bible, and then try to keep it out of the whack job realm of Roswell?
Well, I think we're comparing apples with oranges rather than apples with apples, but you're talking about...
But you know somebody's going to do that.
What you're talking about is found in Revelation chapter 21, and it's talking about the new heaven and the earth, which is the abode of God coming down to man. And the scripture gives the measurements there, and it says in verse 16, and the city lieth four square, and the length is as large as the breadth, and he measured the city with a reed, 12,000 furlongs, the length and the breadth being the height of the equal. So 12,000 furlongs, 1,500 feet. So 1,500 feet cubed, and that's the reason we refer to that as that place called heaven, Jim. And by the way, that place called heaven is much smaller than most people believe. Based on what is said today, what is believed today, the mega millions of people that claim that they're saved would not fit in the cube that's called that place called heaven, the New Jerusalem, the new heaven coming down to abode with man. And by the way, when that cube comes down, it will house all of those that have said yes to Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. There will be access coming in and going out, indicating there that we have that new heaven and the new earth that will be the renovated earth and that cube placed upon it for the abode of God. And the thing that jumps out at me, as I always go back to this text, is to find that the size of it, even though it's huge, the size of it is small, 1,500 miles cubed. In fact, I made a marginal note in my Bible that says it's 15,000 times the size of London, 20 times the size of New Zealand, 10 times the size of Germany, 10 times the size of France, 40 times the size of England. It will take 2,250,000,000 square miles. It will take 3,375,000,000 cubic miles. It's a pretty good sized cube that comes down, but yet it is small, small, small when comparison to those that claim that they are saved today. So my admonition is always, be sure that you're saved. Be sure that you know Jesus Christ as Savior and as Lord. But when we look at the space that you're talking about out at Roswell, it is a mega, mega, mega campus, if you please, or a base. Now, the question that I'm going to put you on the spot with, Jim, do you believe UFOs exist? Are they real? Are they extraterrestrial beings? What are they in your mind?
Without concrete evidence, you know, a lot of physicists and scientists are going to tell you, you know, there's a whole lot of real estate out here. We've discovered exoplanets here and there. But when it comes down to it, the universe is vast. I mean, immensely vast. If God created life elsewhere, he didn't tell us about it, and it's none of our business. And so far, we're alone. Just the astronomical distances alone to be able to cross that are unfathomable, according to physics there. So, no, I do not believe that there is intelligent life anywhere in the universe, except for right here on Earth. And, you know, and my belief is the Earth was a the whole universe is a created entity. I mean, even, you know, physicists and quantum physicists today can't figure it out. And they still come back to intelligent design. So that's my belief, that God created the heavens, the universe, the Earth, us, and everything in it.
Absolutely. And when you say and anything in it, that's a good nexus, because anything in it, we would find the angelic beings. And angelic beings, I can speak for hours and hours and hours on that subject, because having done the research and having lectured on the subject, angels, angelos, messengers, holy messengers, divine messengers, the holy angels are still in heaven. Those that are demonic messengers fell with Satan, and as a result of that, they're the demons in the world today. It's the unseen world. Billy Graham made a statement in 1975 that even when you go to church, there's an unseen world there. Part of that unseen world is the good angels and the demons. The demons saying, don't listen, don't pay attention, etc., etc. The good angels are witnessing for the Holy Spirit of God, saying, listen, tune in, and be obedient to what God's word says. Demons, I believe, exist without any question. They exist by the mega billions, if you will, if you want to look at it from a numerological standpoint. I believe that they're real. I believe they exist today, and their presence is recognized. Let me just read you a sample from my lecture notes on that subject. Their presence are recognized. Just as holy angels can move at swift speed in space, so can evil angels, demons, according to Daniel 9:21-27, according to Daniel 9:10-14, Daniel 10:10-14. Demons are not limited to time, space, or material. They have no material bodies, therefore their speed is extremely fast. However, as created beings, they do have limitations, limited to only that which Holy God allows them to do. Because of their vast number of demons, they seem to be omnipresent, but are not. Satanic demonic influence, oppression, obsession, and possession may be experienced in vast numbers of places all at once. Demons are highly organized, Ephesians 6:10-12, with corporation and corporate leadership, rank, order, and authority. Therefore, they are very effective, very efficient, carrying out their duties for Satan as Satan's soldiers. Only the hand of God holds them back. Their ultimate devastation and destruction will come. For example, in Luke 8:30, it talks about the legions of angels. We look at the scripture and find that when demons were cast out of a man, those same demons were enough. They went into 2,000 pigs and drove the pigs crazy. They ran over a cliff and died. That was what you call devil ham at that time. But I believe that they're real. I believe that they are demons in the world today. I believe those things that are coming. Chime in on this. My position is that as we see spirituality decreasing, as we see the vacuous void being left by those leaving the church, leaving, quote, spirituality, by those that are following Ouija boards, those that are following demonic spirits, those that are following demon spirits, and the televisions filled with demonic movies that Hollywood's putting out. As we find that increase, as we find that increasing, I think we're finding the result of that is the decrease of spirituality, of going to church, being a Christian, serving the Lord, obeying the Scripture, and being obedient to what God says. I believe we see those two things happening simultaneously. What say you?
I would agree with that statement. God asks, well, it's written that you have to wear the whole armor of God, and if you don't have that on, then you become susceptible to the machinations of demonic possession, you know, whether it's delusional thoughts or perversions or whatever secular sin that you want to partake in there. The devil himself is, and the demons are always going to encourage that because it draws you away from Jesus Christ. And that's the goal, is to remove you from Christ's house and put you in his house. And the thing about Satan is, he even hates his own leaders and his own demons there, and he'll use every tool till it's used up. I mean, if you look at all these liberals that expound the worst things there, and then you turn around and read 2 years later, oh, they were arrested for child pornography or something, or whatever it is. I mean, he doesn't have any problems of throwing his own under the bus at any time. His hatred for mankind is across all spectrums.
Absolutely. In fact, again, from one of my introductory lectures on the subject, according to the Scripture, an evil spirit, that is demons, inhabited a man, resisted two of the seven sons of Sceva, or Siva. He leaped upon them, subdued both of them, and overpowered them, so that they fled out of that house naked and wounded, Acts 19:16. The demonic maniac, the demonic Gadarene maniac, was controlled by many unclean spirits. And the Scripture says, and no one was able to bind him anymore, even with chains. And I could go on and on and on with the biblical records about the perversion, the power, and the, how would you say, the pain that's caused by demons. But one of the things that I want our listeners to understand, Jim, is what I'm calling the nexus. These UFOs are inexplicable from scientists, from every scientific mind that studied it since 1947 when it first came out of that supposed fallen spaceship or poor spacecraft that supposedly the government has hidden in sequestration. Ever since then, there's been a serious study, a serious interest. Who is it? What is it? Who are those interplanetary creatures that's wanted to visit planet Earth? What does it mean to us? I simply put it, summarize it this way, Jim. I believe the more we see a falling away of the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ, the more we see the drug activity, and America's covered with it, the world's covered with it, the more we see the ungodliness, the unholiness, and the fascination with nudity, the fascination with everything that's ungodly, the more we see that, the more we're going to see the manifestation of demons in the world today. It's that simple to me. And others might disagree, and I would invite their call and conversation on it, but I believe that's the case today. God's Word says that He created humans in His image. Says nothing about anything else other than angels being created. Go ahead.
I would just make one point here, and this is just off of pure logic. If you wanted to end, if you're a secular government or an individual, and you wanted to end all debate as far as any type of religion in the world goes, you would provide irrefutable proof that we're not alone, and that would probably create a maelstrom within society that would most likely abolish religion completely. But to this date, nobody has provided any irrefutable evidence. All they've done is speculation, and like you were alluding to earlier there, these individuals have suffered from a delusion that has brought forward this mania across all sects of society.
Absolutely. And Jim, there's no, I believe, no interplanetary creatures creeping toward Earth to visit our planet to see what we're doing and to basically investigate life on planet Earth. I don't believe that exists today. I believe we're talking about real spirit beings, demonic fallen angels that's approaching, that we call demons in the world today. I believe that's what it is. But, Jim, thank you so much for your call.
Thank you.
And God bless you as we keep looking
up.
God bless you. Ladies and gentlemen, the Bible does not say that they are interplanetary beings. But the Bible does warn us of deceptive supernatural manifestations. In 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verse 14, the Bible says, Satan himself is transformed into an angel, angelos, messenger of light. 1 Timothy 4:1 says, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrines of demons. Ephesians 6:12, spiritual warfare against unseen forces. So listen, ladies and gentlemen, could this be the UFOs? Could they be the demonic manifestations that we're talking about? Some of the similarities that we have. Listen, I want to make some similarities in what we're seeing today in the so-called UFOs and what is found biblically of demonic spirits. Sudden appearances and disappearances. Lights, flying objects, strange beings. Fear and paralysis, as some witness and affirm what they've seen and heard. Listen, according to the Bible, demons can manifest in physical, visible manners. Demons can be deceptive. Demons are decisive in that looking like they're appearing as human. Look at Genesis 18th and 19th chapter. When two men appeared that were angels, they were appearing in the masculine form. Angels has always been in the scripture in the masculine form, not the feminine gender. But they appeared as two men going into Sodom and Gomorrah. They appeared. Those were good angels, but the same thing manifesting itself in the evil angels and the good angels, that they can manifest themselves in human form or in other forms according to the scripture. I believe Terry's on the line. Terry, go over the question or comment, please.
Oh, hi, Dr. Yelblood. You mentioned today about, when you're talking to Jim, that there's been an increase in demonicness and a decrease in godliness. Well, take a glass, fill it with water, but if you want to add something to that full glass, you're going to empty out some of the water to put something else in. So I believe there's been a decrease since whoever, back in, our president's time, that there's been a decrease, with Ten Commandments out of schools and the prayer and all that stuff, decrease. And so that's made an increase in demonicness. And then two, so since there's been an increase, we don't know what God has all created, because I mean, we know he's created the world, but what if there are other worlds that he is God of our world, but there might be other worlds out there because, like you said, the universe is immense. It's very wide. And so maybe there might, like, we go ahead and visit other countries and see how they are, this and that, whatever, and somehow through the grapevine of demonicness that, well, the world is becoming more demonic. Well, let's go see how demonic they are. And that could be, like you say, the demonic spirits are coming, and we humans label them UFOs.
Absolutely. But let me touch on something with a little clarification of what I think that you're saying in summary, Terry.
Okay.
Yes, God created the universe and everything that's in it. That includes...
Yes.
all of the so-called UFOs, but they are not UFOs, unidentified flying objects. They happen to be, in my opinion, based on the study of Scripture, they happen to be demonic spirits that are manifesting themselves. And demon spirits, demons, good angels, bad angels, both are angels, demonic. The demonic spirits can appear as human beings, can come about. For example, demons can indwell humans and animals. Demons can physically afflict people. Demons can terrorize humans. Demons can initiate false worship. Demons can promote false doctrines. And I could go on and on and on. And that's happening in the world today. And I believe, as you said so clearly, that as we see the decrease of spirituality, as we see the taking place, the falling away, the apostasy of the church, we're seeing that vacuum, that void being filled by, listen, the demons on one occasion confronted Jesus and says, are you coming to destroy us before our time? They know that there's an end coming. And the closer we get to the rapture of the church, I believe we're going to find more of the manifestations of what they're calling extraterrestrial beings or the UFOs. And I believe that it's talking about demons that's in the world today. And so it's my prayer that we will see as Christians the need to say yes to Jesus in obedience and subjection to his will, his word, and not just simply doing our thing where we go and what we want to do ourselves. Terry, it demands our prayer, demands our attention, doesn't demand the fear. I'm not doing this broadcast to cause people to be fearful, but to recognize there can be a foundation that we need to be aware of. Absolutely. So, Terry, thank you so much for your call, and God bless you as we keep looking up. Ladies and gentlemen, we're talking about today, are the UFOs really demons in the world today? Are the UFOs found any place in the Scripture? As Terry said, God created the whole universe, but as we see God's Word, and listen, we need to go back to the biblical text. God gave us his word so that we will know who he is, what he's doing, past, present, and future. If God wanted us to know that in his gigantic universe, there are other planets soaring around out there with little bitty green men on it, I believe he would have told us that in the Scripture. But that simply is not the case. It is not true. They're not little skinny green men floating around trying to get to Earth. Ladies and gentlemen, we find in the Bible there's the warning of false Christ shall show great signs and wonders, Matthew 24:24. Signs and wonders alone, ladies and gentlemen, will not prove the truth. Impressive phenomena is spiritually dangerous, and we're witnessing that today. It's drawing away the attention of people today from the Word of God. Ladies and gentlemen, angels, demons can appear and disappear suddenly. They can even take the physical form, Genesis 19. Demons can influence humans, Hebrews 13:2. Some have entertained angels unawares, the Scripture says. So, ladies and gentlemen, let me just wrap it up by saying this. Yes, unidentified flying objects, if you want to call them that, are simply fallen angels, demons in the world today, looking to come into full force and authority, controlling the hearts and the minds of human beings. We need to say no to that and yes to Jesus. Thank you for joining us on the broadcast today. Look forward to meeting you next time on the air as, once again, we face the issues.
Been listening to Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood, pastor of First Conservative Baptist Church and president of Conservative Theological University, 12021 Old St. Augustine Road, Jacksonville, Florida, located 1 mile south of I-295. FCBC invites you to tune in nightly, 9 to 10, for expository preaching on 91.3, 91.7, and 91.9 FM. You're invited to worship with First Conservative Baptist Church. A reminder, CTU is now enrolling students for next semester. Ask about first semester scholarships. Call 1-800-GO-BIBLE. Tune in tonight at 11 for a replay of today's Let's Face the Issue.